We are talking all things healthcare this hour. As we heard just before the break, Premier Danielle Smith was peppered with questions on her Your Province, Your Premier radio program on Saturday morning, largely due to these extended wait times that we're seeing at hospitals across Alberta. Some of those times are pushing into the double digits, well past 10 hours. And she said that they did see some progress earlier this year during the initial 90-day promise that she made, that wait times did drop down by about 10% to a mere 6.4 hours after addressing some of the issues around EMS service at hospital. But she admits things have regressed, but it's okay. She just need a little bit more time before things will get back on the right track.
And I would just ask for you to give us a little bit of time, and I hope that we will be able to report back to you within 6 months or shorter that we're making major progress. But I agree that what we've had right now is unacceptable, and we've got to improve it.
To join us to talk about that right now, Dr. Paul Parks, president of the Alberta Medical Association. Thanks for taking the time, Paul.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and reporting on this is pretty critical out there.
Yeah, well, your tweets, I think, were the thing that certainly sparked this conversation in earnest this weekend, or your exes, depending on how we go with it now. This was, you're basically painting a pretty bleak picture in some of the emergency departments here in the province.
Yeah, it's actually as bad as, you know, myself and my colleagues have seen in over 20 years, and it's not just one or two, it's all of our major emerge departments. Access is just at the worst it's ever been. It's kind of a confluence of our workforce is very depleted, our hospital capacity is way over capacity, and now we're struggling with a lot of sick Albertans. And I should just tell your listeners out there, when you say, you know, wait times are 10 hours, unfortunately, the sad part about that, that's an average. So if someone comes in really critically ill, they'll get in a couple of minutes. And unfortunately, we're seeing waits where people are waiting 20 hours or more. It's that bad and that log jammed in our emerge department.
Yeah, no, I expect that type of wait during a bad weather event at Pearson Airport. I don't expect it to be happening in my hospital. You mentioned a little bit about the recipe this time in terms of what's pushing it, because it seemed like last year it was the same recipe, that things were bad, but this year is somehow worse than that.
Oh, it's worse than it's ever been. I think part of it is a component, too, of, like, since the pandemic, we've been running over capacity almost all of our major internal medicine wards, so where the sick patients go in hospital, have been running at 120-130% capacity for more than a couple of years. And now up on some of the hospitals in the university or the Royal Alex or down at the Foothills in Calgary, their floors, they have 150% capacity or more, which means in simple terms, if the space could take 100 people and the staff for 100 sick people, they have 150 in there. They're in hallways, they're double bunked, or, you know, it's just, and that's been going on for over a couple of years now, and it's just getting to the point with the increased volumes, increased sickness, we're just getting where we have no space for the sick people to get admitted anymore.
Now, I know that you just finished talking with your counterparts across the province, gauging their opinion on things. What's morale like right now amongst the medical community?
Oh, it's as low as I've ever seen, because one of the things, I don't want to minimize, excuse me, this is really hard for patients and their families to go experience this, but it's really hard on the teams too, because they're, as an example, I just talked to, I heard from a colleague in Red Deer, the Red Deer Emerge, as an example, has 36 Emerge spaces, and 35 of them are admitted inpatients right now, meaning really sick people with heart attacks, strokes, cancers, pneumonias, they're stuck in the Emerge department because there's no space in the hospital to admit them up to, or no workforce to help take them up there, no space and no workforce, sorry. And so when you think of an emerge department where there's one bed, you know, and you got 30, 40, 50 people in your waiting room and you can only pluck out the next sickest patient, and you see the other 30, 40 are suffering with pain and worried and really want to seek care and get help, it's really hard on the staff to deal with that day in, day out, and it is really demoralizing.
Yeah. So what has been the province's response to this? Because I understand that you do have a better communication line with Health Minister Adriana LaGrange. Are you hearing the things that you need to hear with respect to addressing this issue?
Well, I think the minister understands, and I did communicate to her on the weekend when things were bad as well. Like when part of the transparency in me communicating is I have a large number of my colleagues reaching out to me and and really concerned. So that's why I think it's important that we let the minister know and AHS know. And so I think that they're trying to mitigate every possible thing they can in terms of load leveling and spreading out the sick to hospitals that are further out from the big ones that are really over capacity, trying to deal with, you know, placing people immediately for long-term care and different things. But it just is getting to the point where there's just not a lot of budge. There's not a lot of room. And so I think we're just trying to communicate to the minister and AHS that, you know, we don't have time to wait months and months. We need to make some immediate investments and stabilize the acute care system like ASAP, so we can incentivize our physicians working, doing the harder work after hours. We can keep our workforce and our nurses in the hospital so we can care for the sick people. Because as this gets worse and worse, I'm being told, you know, I know of great nurses that have worked for 10, 15 years finishing their shifts in tears because it's that bad. And if we lose those yeah. workers, then we won't have a system to restructure or rebuild. So it's critical to act now.
Well, certainly, as I mentioned earlier, with the migration to the province as high as it's ever been, and that we simply just cannot keep pace with folks coming to the province with the healthcare system. I do want to quickly just read a part of a tweet here. Health Minister just fresh off the presses, 64 seconds ago, writing this tweet, just to kind of elaborate a little bit on what you had referenced with your conversation with her. This is the tweet from Adriana LaGrange. As we navigate through the challenges presented by the ongoing respiratory virus season, I want to assure you that the health and well-being of Albertans is our top priority. Our urban emergency departments are experiencing increased pressure, but I want to emphasize that no patient has been turned away. Care continues to be provided with priority given to the sickest patients. There continues to be beds available in our ICUs across the province for Albertans that require it. She offers a thanks to the frontline staff, adding that Alberta Health Services has implemented various aspects of its surge capacity protocol to meet the heightened demands on the system. These measures are key to maintaining hospital capacity and provide timely care to those in need. Your thoughts on what she just wrote?
I mean, I would echo 100% that our teams are going crazy above and beyond to deal with really untenable circumstances that Our AHS administrators absolutely doing everything they can. Our frontline staff, they're working, you know, they've got where normally they'd have one patient, they have two, or normally they'd have four, they've got eight. And they've just been, everybody has been treading water as much as they can. And so I want to echo it. If you're sick, come to our departments. There'll be long, long waits. You might get care in, you know, non-standard spaces, but our teams are going to do everything we possibly can to care for sick people. But the reality is our system is truly strained. And one thing, I understand why AHS says we never turn anybody away, because we never do. If someone comes into my emergency department, everybody in our team will do our best to see that patient when we can. But you have to understand that people that are waiting, you know, I know cases of like a 4 or 5 year old waiting 17 hours for a laceration repair. Those people just leave. There are left without being seen numbers are skyrocketing, and we just really worry about the sick people out there that aren't waiting and getting care. So I just want to echo the minister's comments that things are really strained and really difficult, and we want to take care of Albertans and we want to do our best, but we just need the public to understand that it's really trying times right now, and we really need, you know, immediate investment, stabilization, and just really all hands on deck and be really creative here.
Just two questions in a lightning round here, because we do have to wrap things up. But I guess, do we need to hear from Mark Joffe, the Chief Medical Officer of Health?
I think more transparency around what we're facing right now in terms of our infectious processes, absolutely. I don't think we've seen the influenza numbers and admissions to hospital and really sick people with influenza like this for many years. So having some insight and some transparency around those numbers, but also reinforcing to people, yes, getting your vaccines, and yes, trying to not go out when you're ill, and all those kind of components are really critical. Because the point here is people that get influenza and are okay, that's good, but the ones that have to be admitted, it impacts the healthcare for every Albertan. So yes, we should. Yeah.
And then that leads into my other quick question, which is the flu vaccine. I know we can talk about the COVID vaccine and get people really irate about that, but I want to hone in on the flu vaccine. That would make a significant impact if people went out and got that in terms of some of the pressures on the system. Yes?
No question. We've had vaccines for influenza vaccines for many, many years. They work. Science works. It will help people. And the people that we are seeing, you know, it does mitigate. If you've had your vaccine and you get influenza, you don't get as sick and need to be admitted. It makes a massive difference. Absolutely.
Well, there you go. Dr. Paul Parks, president of the Alberta Medical Association, thank you so much for coming on. And again, I know I'd like to be able to do a conversation with you where we can talk about how things have been cured and fixed and everything is wonderful in healthcare. Unfortunately, not the case this time, but I do appreciate you coming on here and giving us the insight of what is happening in our hospitals across the province.
I look forward to having those positive conversations with you again, too. Absolutely. I hate being the one on here saying things are bad. So hopefully at some point we can turn this around.
There you go. Fingers crossed on that.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.